Day 19, maintaining standards. Let's read some scripture together again. Psalm 24, verses 3 to 4. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. And Titus 1:15. To the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are corrupted and do not believe, nothing is pure. In fact, both their minds and their consciences are corrupted. When the pressure is on, what shortcuts will you use to achieve your goal? Our culture today has a morality that says, do what you need to do to get where you need to get to quickly. So we will often see cars parked illegally, rubbish dumped on the roadside, jobs completed without a receipt. We will do what is beneficial to us at the time, irrespective of the law or the inconvenience caused to others. We are all devoted to making our life work for us. People who have a strong sense of ethics or morals in the workplace are often begrudgingly respected, but not appreciated. Your commitment to do things by the book is a frustration and an irritation to those who just want results by any means. It is so easy to get caught up in this attitude of life. But will we keep our integrity in the pursuit of our destiny? Will we allow the pressure of budgets, management targets, and sale figures to compromise our work ethics? We need to fight to keep our integrity intact. So here is some good advice from the founder of an insurance company. Have the courage to say no. Have the courage to face the truth. Do the right thing because it is right. These are the keys to living your life with integrity. Remember, integrity is doing the right thing, even when nobody is watching. In these scriptures that I read, we can see that our natural instinct will try to blur the edges of purity and alter our standards. When it is left to us to set the moral code of what is wrong and what is right, we get it wrong because our consciences and logic can become corrupted, and so an unreliable reference point. We need to refer to the gold standard of His Word and do what God says. We will often find it is more time-consuming and expensive, but it is better to pay the price than lose your integrity. I remember a while ago, I was parking in a pay-and-display car park. I had overpaid on my ticket, and so when I returned to my car, I gave the ticket to someone else, thinking I was being generous by saving them their parking fee. But all the signs in the car park very clearly stated that tickets were not transferable, and so what I had done was technically illegal. As I began to consider this, every excuse began to rattle in my brain. Well, everyone does it. Wrong answer. But I've paid for it, so it's not stealing. Wrong answer. I was helping someone and being generous. Wrong answer. And then I went to church, and that weekend, the preacher spoke on generosity and false generosity. He actually used the illustration that we flatter ourselves when we consider we're helping others by breaking the law ourselves. Then, in his illustration, he used the very example of a non-transferable car park ticket. Here I was, nailed by the word of God. So today, decide in your heart that you will run a righteous race and live by God's rules. No shortcuts to the finish line. The pressure to gain power, to influence by lowering your standard of righteousness is huge, but do not yield. Run your race with purity. Do not lie, cheat, steal, or give false accounts of others so that you can look better. Be pure in your intentions and motivations, and then, when you finish your race, you will know that you have won, keeping your faith and integrity intact. Come on, let us pray. Father, you know that I desire to run my race with integrity and purity. I want to live my life right and bring honor to you and those I love. Today, I ask you to help me make the right choices when challenged by peer pressure of my culture. Let me choose your way and not the convenient way. Convict me when I try to wriggle out of keeping your standards. Give me a new integrity for the little things of life. Father, let me be the one who has clean hands and a pure heart. Amen.